Hey everybody, it's October 14th and welcome to Pray Today. We've been talking about prayers of people, conversations that people had with God in the Old Testament. And we spent some time in Genesis and in Exodus, and we're going to jump right back to Exodus again today. We know that Moses began leading the Israelites or the Hebrew people or the Jewish nation out of slavery in Egypt, and they were moving towards at a very slow pace because they were disobedient towards the promised land. And so Moses had gone up on this mountain called Mount Sinai, where God had inscribed the Ten Commandments on stone tablets and sent him back down the mountain. Well, the people who were waiting at the bottom of the mountain, the rest of the Hebrew nation, had grown impatient because Moses, in their eyes, was taking too long. So they had resorted to partying it up with a sinful party, worshiping a golden calf. And of course, God was not happy that this was going on. We see over and over again, the people recognize that they were wrong and God forgives them. This constant, people mess up, they've asked for forgiveness, God forgives them, God blesses them, people mess up, they ask for forgiveness, God blesses them. We see this over and over again. And this is why it took them 40 years to make a 3-week trip across the desert. So we have Moses, who's just come down off of Mount Sinai, and Moses is having the coolest conversation with God in chapter 33 of Exodus. And I'm just going to read to you a few verses. Moses said to the Lord, this is verse 12 and following. Moses said to the Lord, "You have been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways, so I may know you and continue to find favor with you." And then if we go down just a little bit to verse 17, he has asked God to bless him and to go with them as they travel through the desert into the promised land. And the Lord said to Moses, "I will do the very thing you have asked because I am pleased with you and I know you by name." That's a really cool verse. He is pleased with Moses and he knows him by name. That's a personal God. And he promised to go with Moses, and Moses was righteous, and he's pleased to go with you, and he's pleased to go with me, and he knows us by name. And he calls us by name. Let's pray. Lord, I believe that you will go with me where you call me to go. I believe that you care about me. I believe that you want me to walk with you, that you want me to be fully committed to you, not partially committed, but fully committed to you. And Lord, I resolve to be a fully committed follower of you and your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you that you know me by name. I thank you that you call me by name. I thank you that you walk with me, that you lead me. And God, as I go into this day, I ask, Lord, that I would remember to invite you along, and that's what I do right now. Would you go with me? Would you lead me, Lord? Thank you for calling me by name. Thank you, Lord, for always showing me which direction you want me to go. Thank you for guiding me. I trust you, and I will follow you wherever you take me, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.